Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start today with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. Let's get started with our Faith in the Morning confession. You can find it in the show notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, the description, social media. It's so important to say what God says about us because our words direct our life. So go ahead and say with me, say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it. So I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Once again, thank you for joining me today. However you're streaming, however you're part, I'm so glad that you're starting your day with faith in the morning.
For once you were darkness, but now, say now, you are light in the Lord. Walk or live as children of light. I love this next phrase. Lead the lives of those native born to the light. Lead the lives of those native born to light. When you are a native born or native speaker, some things just come easy to you, right? It's just part of what you've always seen, always known. So we're not supposed to live people who just, you know, we stumbled into light one day, we heard about the light, and we're still getting used to the light. No, live as native born. Like, this is all you've known. Although you used to be darkness, don't live that way. Yes, you have BC days, but that ain't you. Lead the lives of those native born to the light. For the fruit, the effect, the product of the light or the spirit consists in every form of kindly goodness, uprightness of heart, and shrewdness of life. And try to learn in your experience what is pleasing to the Lord. Let your lives be constant proofs of what is most acceptable to Him. Take no part and have no fellowship with the fruitless deeds and enterprises of darkness, but instead let your lives be so in contrast as to expose and reprove and convict them. For it is a shame to speak of or even mention the things that such people practice in secret. Now, we looked at this passage before. Is he saying go expose people? No. He said expose your deeds, your actions to the light. Does that mean you need to go post about all the times you sin? No. You expose yourself to the Word. You look at the Word, because the Word is a lamp unto our feet, a light to our path, and if you see yourself doing things that don't line up to the Word of light, you correct yourself. You expose, like, look, this is not right. This is darkness. I ain't doing that. I'm going to walk in the light. I'm going to live in the light because that's who I am. Because if you call yourself a sinner, you're just going to sin. Your identity is important to how you live. You know, I'm going through another book on habits again, re-listening to it to start the year. And one of the things that God was saying, it says that when you, he was saying, he was teaching scripture, but he didn't know it. He says, it's easy to do a habit if that habit aligns with your identity. If you're trying to create a habit, trying to become something, it's harder. But if you see this as your identity, you do it. He said, here's how you can tell the difference. If someone's trying to quit smoking, if someone comes up to them, ask them, hey, would you like to smoke? And you reply, I'm trying to quit. It's harder. But then someone comes up to you, hey, would you like to smoke? Says, I'm not a smoker. Your identity will determine your actions. So if you identify with the light, you'll live as the light. But if you identify as an old sinner, you're going to keep sinning. So stop saying I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. That's an oxymoron. Pick one. You're either an old sinner or you're saved by grace. You're either in the darkness or you're in the light. Live as those native born to the light. Remember, he's talking to people who came from these wild lives, but they encountered the miraculous power of God. You're not who you used to be. You are light. Live like it. Say, I'm light.
Thank you for streaming Faith in the Morning. Know that something good is going to happen to you. Expect miracles. Make sure you read today's newsletter. We love you so much. God bless.